Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled Eyes on the Donut. Our scripture verse is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. You know, the Apostle Paul here gives us the secret to maintaining a positive attitude toward our marriage. You see, there are positives and negatives in every marriage, something we all have in common. We all have certain blessings, gifts, and things that God has done in our marriages, and we all have problems and things that God hasn't done for us. That's not the issue. The issue is, where do we spend our mental time? Do we dwell on the things that God has done for us, or on the things that God hasn't done for us? That's the difference between having joy and peace and being miserable the rest of your life. Where are you mentally dwelling? What is your mental address? I'm not saying we shouldn't acknowledge the negatives. That's just as dangerous. We need to bring them into the light and deal with them appropriately. But don't live in the negatives. Find whatever is good, whatever is right, whatever is praiseworthy, and magnify those things. And guess what? You'll get more. The bottom line is that whatever you're dwelling on, that will produce itself in reality, whether it's positive or negative. So you may as well work on reproducing the positives. As a famous philosopher once said, as you travel through life's journey, no matter what the goal, keep your eye on the donut and not on the hole. The donut, you see, represents the substance of what we have. The hole represents what we don't have. So keep your eyes on the donut, not on the hole, and you'll get more donut. It's that simple. So the question to ask each other today is, what is good and right and admirable in our marriage, and how can we remind each other to keep our eyes on the donut and not on the hole? And a prayer for both of us, Lord, help us to remember our blessings and the gifts you have given us. Help us to keep our eyes on the donut and not on the hole.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again.
Let's begin again.
Trust in Him and not our fears. Let's begin.